USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Partisan tensions are running high as the impeachment process moves forward in the House.
Now, Mr. Gates?
No, this is so they can have a press conference before
Gates,
Mr. Castor gets the chance to offer rebuttal.
Gentlemen,
nobody asked for this break.
The gentleman will suspend. The roll call is in progress.
Mr. Johnson of Louisiana?
No.
Mr. Johnson of Louisiana votes no. Mr. Biggs?
No.
Mr. Biggs votes no. Mr. McClintock?
That's Republican Congressman Matt Gates of Florida. Now, the Republicans have also tried to have their own minority day of hearings, to which House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says he'll look into. And in a developing story, the Department of Justice released the Inspector General's report, and according to Attorney General Bill Barr, the IG report shows the FBI launched an intrusive investigation of a U.S. presidential campaign on the thinnest of suspicions that, in his view, were insufficient to justify the steps taken. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
A volcano erupts in New Zealand and many are unaccounted for, including tourists. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
At least five people have been killed and people are also missing after a volcano erupts on an island off the coast of New Zealand hours ago. Here's a police spokesman who says,
at this stage, it is too dangerous for police and rescue services to go to the island. However, we continue to assess the conditions which would allow us to go onto the island.
He says the death toll and missing numbers likely to rise once authorities can access the island. The owner of a Southern California wildlife preserve is recovering after two of her tigers attacked her. Reports are that Patty Perry had to be rescued by bystanders when two tigers jumped on her during a fundraising event. She suffered cuts and bruises and some other injuries, but she's expected to survive.
And border apprehensions at the southern border have declined for the sixth straight month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, a protester launched into a demonstration minutes into the House Judiciary Committee's impeachment hearings, accusing the panel's chairman, Chairman Jerry Nadler, of committing treason.
Free's opening arguments from counsels for the majority and the minority of this committee room.
Iran releases a U.S. citizen in a prisoner swap. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Iran's foreign minister has confirmed that his country freed Zhu Weng in Switzerland in exchange for the release of an Iranian scientist who was being held in the United States. Weng was doing research in Iran as a Princeton graduate student when he was arrested there in August 2016. Iranian authorities accused him of gathering top-secret intelligence for the U.S. and sentenced him to 10 years in prison. A senior U.S. official says Washington is hopeful this will lead to the freeing of other Americans held in Iran. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.